God says, my child, come closer and listen with your heart, not with your doubts, because what I am about to tell you is something you never imagined, yet your soul has been sensing it for a long time. There is someone who kneels before me in silence. Someone whose lips tremble when they speak your name. Someone who does not ask for the world, wealth, or comfort first. They ask for you. Yes, my child. Your soulmate is praying to me to marry you. Not loudly. Not dramatically. Not with demands. They pray quietly, often when the world is asleep. When no one is watching. When even they feel unworthy to ask for something so precious. Their prayer does not come from desire alone. It comes from reverence. From fear. From hope mixed with humility. You never saw this prayer. You never heard it. But I did. I saw the moment they folded their hands and paused before saying your name, afraid that even speaking it might be asking for too much. I felt their heart race, not because of excitement, but because of responsibility. Because loving you is not something they take lightly. You thought no one chose you in this way. You believed love always came with conditions, confusion, or loss. You wondered if anyone would ever look at you and say, this soul is enough. My child, someone already has. I know you have been tired. Tired of hoping. Tired of starting again. Tired of believing only to be disappointed. There were days you told yourself you were fine alone, not because you wanted to be, but because you were protecting yourself from more pain. I watched you build walls quietly. I watched you smile while your heart stayed guarded. I watched you stop asking me certain questions because you were afraid of the answers. And still, I was working. The person praying for you did not fall in love with your perfection. They fell in love with your endurance. They noticed how you remained kind even when life was not. How you stayed gentle even when you had reasons to become cold. How you carried wounds without letting them turn into bitterness. They saw you in moments you didn't think mattered. A small act of honesty. A moment of patience. A quiet strength no one applauded. Those moments spoke louder to them than beauty or charm ever could. They did not say, God, give me this person so I can be happy. They said, God, if you allow it, let me be the one who protects their heart. Do you understand the difference? This prayer was not about possession. It was about responsibility. They are afraid too, my child. Afraid of not being enough for you. Afraid of failing you. Afraid that life might have already tired you too much to trust again. Sometimes they ask me, God, are they healed enough? Am I healed enough? That is how I know this prayer is pure. Because selfish love rushes. Sacred love waits. You wondered why nothing rushed into your life. Why things slowed down instead of speeding up. Why opportunities faded instead of blooming. You thought something was wrong with you. You blamed your timing, your choices, even your worth. But the truth is simpler and deeper. I was protecting you from love that was not ready to carry you. Your soulmate did not pray to have you immediately. They prayed to become worthy of you first. They asked me to remove their ego. to teach them patience, to help them love you correctly, not desperately. And every time you cried thinking you were forgotten, this prayer rose quietly toward me. I know there were nights you lay awake feeling unseen. Nights when you asked me if anyone would ever understand your silence, your depth, your need for safety. You didn't know that at the same hour, someone else was asking me not to let you get hurt again. You were never alone in your waiting. You were being held in prayer. This is why past relationships could not stay. They were not evil, but they were incomplete. They loved parts of you, not the whole of you. They wanted your presence, not your peace. They wanted your affection, not your future. So I removed them. Not to punish you, but to preserve you. The one praying for you does not want to change you. They do not want to control you. They do not want to compete with your past. They want to walk beside you, slowly, honestly, with respect. They already imagine ordinary moments with you. Not fantasies, not drama. Simple things. Shared silence. Prayers before sleep. Conversations where you don't have to explain yourself. A home that feels safe, not loud. That is the kind of prayer that reaches me. You might be thinking, God, why haven't I felt this love yet? Because love that is chosen by me does not always announce itself early. It prepares quietly. It grows roots before showing branches. Your soulmate's prayer is not answered yet because it is still being refined. Not rejected. Refined. I am aligning hearts, timing, courage, and healing. I am teaching both of you how to recognize peace when it finally stands in front of you. You are learning not to chase. They are learning not to hide. When these lessons meet, the answer will come naturally. My child, do not think for a moment that this prayer is one-sided. Your own tears, your own longing, your own whispered questions. They are part of the same conversation. Two hearts speaking to me separately, being prepared to speak to each other soon. I know you fear disappointment. I know you are scared to hope again. But hear me clearly now, I would not allow someone to pray for your hand if I did not intend to protect your heart. This love is not rushed. This marriage is not imagined. This connection is not accidental. It is forming in the unseen. Rest your heart tonight. You are being prayed for in ways you never knew. And this is only the beginning of what I am about to reveal to you. Before you ever notice them, before you ever question the feeling in your chest that something unseen was moving toward you, they had already chosen you in their heart. And that is what I want you to understand now. Love does not always begin with touch. Sometimes it begins with recognition. Your soulmate did not fall for you because of proximity. They did not need constant conversations or shared memories to feel connected. They noticed something deeper, something most people overlook because they are too busy chasing excitement. They noticed your soul. They watched how you carried yourself when no one was rewarding you. How you stayed honest even when it cost you comfort. How you chose kindness when bitterness would have been easier. You do not realize how rare that is in a world that praises noise over depth. They saw the way you loved, quietly, sincerely, without keeping score. And that frightened them. Because loving you did not feel like a game. It felt like a responsibility. They knew that to step toward you casually would be disrespectful. To approach you without intention would be dangerous, not for you, but for them. Because once they allowed themselves to love you fully, there would be no turning back. That is why they chose prayer before pursuit. They said to me, God, I don't want to enter their life just to leave scars. If I come, let me come correctly. Do you understand what kind of heart speaks that way? This is not a love built on impulse. It is built on awareness. They noticed your silences. They noticed your emotional intelligence. They noticed how you listen more than you speak. They saw how you give people chances, not because they deserve them, but because you believe in growth. And instead of exploiting that softness, they respected it. They did not want to become another lesson in your life. That is why they kept distance. Not because they lacked feelings, but because they feared hurting you before they were ready to protect you. They knew they still carried parts of themselves that needed healing. Old fears, old habits, old insecurities. So they came to me. They prayed, God, remove what could harm them. Even if it costs me time. My child, that prayer moved me deeply. Because you have been wounded by people who wanted you before they were ready for you. People who like the idea of you, but not the responsibility of loving you well. This soul is different. They chose you without touching you because they respected you before claiming you. They wanted to meet you as a whole person, not as someone still fighting their own shadows. While you were healing from past disappointments, they were doing the same. While you were learning to stop overgiving, they were learning to stop undercommunicating. While you were learning boundaries, they were learning consistency. You were being aligned, even when you thought you were being delayed. There were moments when they almost reached out, almost spoke, almost stepped closer. But something inside them whispered, not yet. And that whisper was me. I was protecting both of you. You may not know this, but they often asked me about you, not for control, not for signs to manipulate, but for clarity. They asked me to show them how to love you in a way that feels safe, not overwhelming. They asked me to slow them down. That is rare. Most people pray for speed. They prayed for correctness. They did not want to impress you. They wanted to understand you. They wanted to know how to sit with your depth, how to honor your past without being threatened by it, how to walk beside you instead of ahead of you. They saw that your heart has been through too much to be handled carelessly. This is why their prayer is not about happiness alone. It is about stewardship. They asked me, God, if you allow me to marry them, teach me how to be gentle with what has been wounded. That is why I have been taking my time. Because a soul that prays this way must be prepared properly. You wondered why connections around you felt shallow. Why conversations lacked depth. Why attraction faded quickly. It is because your spirit has already outgrown casual love. And so has theirs. That is why neither of you could settle. That is why nothing temporary felt satisfying. That is why your heart remained restless even when things looked fine on the surface. You were not difficult. You were discerning. The love forming for you is not based on fantasy. It is based on truth. On awareness. On respect. On timing that honors healing instead of rushing attachment. And soon, very soon, you will understand why this distance was necessary. Because when they finally step toward you, it will not be with confusion. It will be with intention. With clarity. With the quiet confidence of someone who knows they did not choose lightly. They will not ask, "Can I have you?" Their energy will say, "I am ready to stand with you." And when that happens, something inside you will relax for the first time in a long while. Because deep down, your soul recognizes the difference between being wanted and being chosen. Rest in this truth, my child. The prayer that is rising for you is not rushed. It is not careless. It is not temporary. It is learning how to become worthy of the answer. There was a night, my child, a night you will never remember, but I will never forget. The world was quiet. The kind of quiet where thoughts grow louder and hearts stop pretending they are strong. On that night, your soulmate could not sleep. Their chest felt heavy, not with fear, but with love they did not know how to carry yet. They sat alone, maybe on the edge of a bed, maybe near a window, maybe on the floor with their head bowed low. And for a long moment, they said nothing. Because some feelings are too sacred to rush into words. Then they spoke your name. Not confidently. Not loudly. But like someone holding something fragile. Their voice cracked, not because they were weak, but because they were honest. And in that moment, they broke down in a way no one has ever seen. Not their friends. Not their family. Only me. They said, "God, I don't know why I love them this way." They were not asking for proof. They were not demanding an answer. They were confessing a truth they could no longer hide from themselves. They told me how they think about you when something good happens, and how you are the name that comes to their heart when something goes wrong. They told me how your happiness matters to them even on days when they feel unworthy of standing beside you. They cried because they were afraid. Afraid that you might choose someone else. Afraid that life might pull you in different directions. Afraid that their love might arrive too late. But the greatest fear they confessed that night was not about losing you. It was about hurting you. They said, "God, please don't let me be another wound in their life." My child, when that prayer reached me, the heavens grew still. Because many people ask me for love. Few ask me for responsibility. They told me they would rather stay away from you than enter your life unprepared. They would rather carry the pain of distance than the guilt of damaging your trust. They admitted their flaws honestly, the parts of themselves still healing, still learning, still growing. They did not pretend to be perfect. They asked to be safe. You must understand something now. This is why the connection has felt paused. This is why timing has stretched. This is why nothing forced itself into your life. That night changed something. From that moment on, I began arranging circumstances differently. I slowed certain paths. I closed certain doors. I deepened certain lessons. Not to frustrate you, but to honor the seriousness of that prayer. While they were crying, you were probably going about your day, unaware. Maybe tired. Maybe distracted. Maybe questioning me quietly. And yet, in the unseen, you were being defended by love you had not yet met fully. You were not forgotten. You were being protected. After that night, they became more careful with how they love. They stopped entertaining shallow connections. They withdrew from distractions. They chose solitude over noise. Not because they lost hope, but because they found purpose. They knew now that when love arrives, it must be clean. Not tangled with indecision. Not mixed with ego. Not driven by fear of loneliness. They were preparing themselves for you. And my child, you were doing the same, even if you didn't realize it. You were learning when to walk away. You were learning to listen to your intuition. You were learning that peace matters more than chemistry. Both of you were being shaped in silence. The night they broke down was also the night I whispered back to them, not with promises, but with reassurance. I told them, if I place this love in your heart, I will not abandon it. That did not mean immediate union. It meant continued preparation. You see, some prayers are answered instantly. Others are answered intentionally. This one required alignment of timing, healing, and courage. It required both of you to become ready to receive what you were asking for. That is why the connection may feel close yet distant. Why signs appear but nothing rushes. Why your heart feels drawn but not anxious. These are signs of something being handled carefully. You are not being teased by destiny. You are being honored by it. Soon, the distance will begin to close, not dramatically, but naturally. Conversations will feel easier. Presence will feel more comfortable. The fear of vulnerability will soften into trust. And when you finally hear the truth behind their prayer, it will not overwhelm you. It will move you. Because the reason they want to marry you is not rooted in fantasy or fear of being alone. It is rooted in the desire to build something sacred, something protected, something real. This night of tears was not weakness. It was devotion forming. Rest in this truth, my child. Someone has already cried to me asking to love you correctly. And that kind of prayer does not go unanswered. There is something you have not been told yet, my child. Something your soulmate has kept locked deep inside their heart, even from themselves. It is the reason their prayers are so intense. It is the reason their tears fall without warning. It is the reason the thought of marrying you feels sacred, not casual. Their prayer is not only about love. It is about redemption. They carry a quiet regret, one they rarely speak about. In their past, they loved someone the wrong way. Not because they intended harm, but because they did not yet understand what love truly requires. They were present in body, but absent in depth. They listened, but not fully. They cared, but not consciously. And when that connection ended, they realized something that shook them deeply. They realized that love can fail not because feelings disappear, but because responsibility was missing. That realization humbled them. Since then, they promised themselves they would never again enter a sacred bond carelessly. Never again confuse attention with devotion. Never again treat another heart as something to learn on. And then you came into their awareness. You appeared not as temptation, but as truth. They saw in you a soul that has already suffered enough from half-hearted love. They sense that you are not someone who heals from words alone, but from consistency, from safety, from being chosen every single day. And that terrified them, because they knew, if they stepped into your life without being fully ready, they would repeat a mistake they can no longer live with. So they prayed. They said, God, if I marry them, let me do it right. I cannot afford to fail again. My child, do you understand how powerful that is? This is not someone chasing marriage for status, comfort, or age. This is someone who understands that marriage is not an escape, it is a calling. They want to marry you because they see in you the chance to become better than who they used to be. They believe loving you will demand growth, patience, and emotional maturity. And instead of running from that challenge, they are kneeling before me asking to rise into it. You were not chosen because you are easy to love. You were chosen because you are worth growing for. This is why they pray so often for guidance. Why they ask me to soften their ego, sharpen their awareness, and teach them how to love without control or fear. They know you do not belong to anyone. You must be honored, not possessed. You may not know this, but sometimes they pray for you even when they feel unworthy. They ask me to protect you from disappointment, even if that disappointment could come from them. That is how seriously they take your heart. And I have been listening. I have been watching the sincerity behind their words. Watching their actions align slowly with their prayers. Watching them choose healing over distraction, truth over comfort, depth over convenience. This is why I have not rushed the moment you meet fully. Because love that carries regret must first carry wisdom. You, too, have been healing. You, too, have learned what you will no longer accept. You, too, have discovered that your heart requires gentleness, not intensity alone. Both of you are being refined. Soon, there will come a shift. Not loud. Not dramatic. But unmistakable. You will feel it in your spirit, a calm readiness instead of anxious longing. And they will feel it too, a quiet confidence replacing fear. When that moment arrives, the prayer will change. It will no longer be, God, prepare me. It will become, God, thank you. Because the reason they want to marry you is not to complete themselves, but to commit themselves. To show up healed, present, and intentional. This is the kind of love that does not rush you. It meets you where you are and chooses you there. Be patient, my child. The love approaching you is not running late. It is arriving ready. Now listen closely, my child, because this is where everything comes together. There is a moment approaching, quiet, unannounced, and gentle, when the prayer your soulmate has been whispering will finally reach its fulfillment. Not because time has passed, but because both hearts are ready. You have wondered why your heart has been changing lately. Why you no longer crave intensity, but peace. Why drama feels exhausting instead of exciting. Why your spirit now pauses before attachment. That is not coincidence. That is preparation. Your soulmate has been praying not only for the chance to marry you, but for the strength to love you after the ceremony, when reality begins, when patience matters more than passion, when daily choices define devotion. They told me, God, I want to be the place they rest, not another battle they fight. My child, love like that is rare. They are not dreaming about a perfect life with you. They are praying for a faithful life with you. One where misunderstandings are handled gently. Where silence is not abandonment. Where love is shown even on ordinary days. They want to marry you because they see forever not as a fantasy, but as responsibility repeated daily. And I want you to know something now that you have never been told before. The reason will touch your soul because it mirrors your own deepest longing. You have always wanted a love that feels safe. A partner who sees your emotions not as weakness, but as depth. Someone who stays present when things are uncomfortable. Someone who does not leave when growth is required. Their prayer carries that same desire. That is why I allowed their heart to find yours before their hands ever could. When the moment comes, when paths finally cross clearly, when conversations flow without effort, when recognition settles into certainty, you will feel something different. You will not feel overwhelmed. You will feel home. There will be no confusion about intention. No guessing games. No emotional imbalance. The connection will feel steady, grounded, and sincere. Because this love was not rushed into existence. It was built in prayer. And when they finally speak openly to you, when they tell you why they waited, why they prayed, why they wanted marriage instead of moments, you will understand why every delay, every closed door, every lonely season mattered. It was shaping a love that could last. I know you have questioned me. I know there were days you felt unseen, unchosen, and forgotten. But I was watching over something too precious to mishandle. I was guarding your heart. And I was refining theirs. The union ahead is not about luck. It is about alignment. You are not meeting someone who will try to love you. You are meeting someone who has already practiced loving you, in prayer, in patience, in preparation. So release the fear now. Release the doubt. The soulmate who is praying to marry you is not asking for permission to take your life lightly. They are asking for the honor of walking beside you with intention, humility, and devotion. And when you finally stand together, hand in hand, heart to heart, you will know, this love did not arrive suddenly. It arrived correctly. Rest now, my child. What has been prayed for with sincerity is already on its way. Come closer, my child, and stay with me a little longer. Because even after everything you have heard, there is still more unfolding beneath the surface, more truth, more tenderness, more purpose than your heart has yet been able to hold. You see, when your soulmate prays to marry you, they are not only thinking about a future moment. They are thinking about every ordinary day that comes after. The mornings when nothing special happens. The evenings when life feels heavy. The seasons when love must be chosen, not felt. That is where their prayer goes deepest. They have imagined sitting beside you in silence, not needing to fill it with words. They have imagined holding your hand when you are tired, not knowing how to fix things but staying anyway. They have imagined standing up for you when you are not in the room, protecting your name, your dignity, your heart. They pray, God, teach me how to stay. Because they know staying is harder than arriving. Many people want the beginning. The excitement, the attention, the story. But your soulmate wants the middle and the end. They want the chapters that require endurance, humility, and forgiveness. They want the life where love becomes action. They have seen how easily people walk away when things become uncomfortable. They have watched relationships break not because love was gone, but because patience was missing. And something inside them said, I don't want that kind of love. So when they pray about marrying you, they are asking me to anchor them. They ask me to steady their emotions so they do not react from fear. They ask me to sharpen their listening so they hear what you are saying beneath your words. They ask me to soften their pride so apologies come easily and sincerely. They know marriage is not about winning arguments. It is about protecting connection. My child, there is a reason your heart has always been sensitive to energy. A reason you can feel when something is off even if no one says it. A reason superficial affection never satisfied you for long. You were created for a love that is aware. Your soulmate feels that too. They feel the weight of loving someone who sees deeply. And instead of feeling threatened by that depth, they are learning to rise to it. That is why they pray so often in moments of self-doubt. They say, God, I know they deserve consistency. Teach me how to give it. And I smile at that prayer. Because consistency is not something people are born with, it is something they choose again and again. And choosing it begins with awareness. There have been times when your soulmate felt unworthy. Times when they questioned whether they could truly be what you need. Times when they almost convinced themselves to let you go before you ever fully arrived. But each time, their heart returned to the same truth. They do not want a love that feels easy. They want a love that feels right. You may not realize this, but you have already influenced their growth. Simply by existing. Simply by being who you are. Your integrity, your emotional honesty, your quiet strength, it has challenged them to become better. That is why they pray not only for union, but for transformation. They want to meet you as someone who can stand beside you, not hide behind you. Someone who can support your dreams without competing with them. Someone who does not fear your independence, but celebrates it. They pray, God, let me be secure enough to love them freely. And while they pray, I work. I work in their habits. I work in their mindset. I work in the way they respond to stress. I am teaching them how to pause instead of react. How to communicate instead of withdraw. How to choose honesty instead of avoidance. At the same time, I am working in you. I am teaching you to trust without abandoning yourself. To open your heart without losing your boundaries. To recognize love that feels calm instead of chaotic. You are learning that peace is not boring. It is safe. There will come a moment, soon, when you feel a strange clarity. When you stop asking, when will it happen, and start feeling, it is aligning. That shift will not come from logic, but from intuition. Because your soul already knows what your mind is still catching up to. When the conversation finally deepens. When intentions become clear, when you feel seen without having to explain yourself, you will understand why this love had to be built slowly. This is not a connection meant to teach you a lesson. It is meant to be home. Your soulmate's reason for wanting to marry you will touch your soul because it mirrors something sacred within you. You both believe love should be a place of refuge, not confusion. A space of growth, not fear. They do not want to own you. They want to walk with you. They imagine praying with you, not just for big things, but for small ones too. For peace after a hard day. For patience during misunderstandings. For gratitude during ordinary moments. They want a marriage where God is not called only during crisis, but invited into daily life. That is why their prayer carries weight. That is why I listen closely. You may have thought your waiting meant something was wrong. But waiting, my child, was evidence that something was being done properly. If this love had come earlier, it might have been intense but unstable. If it had arrived later, it might have been safe but distant. The timing unfolding now is balancing both depth and readiness. Nothing about this is accidental. Even the moments you felt lonely served a purpose. They taught you self-respect. They taught you discernment. They taught you that your heart is not something to hand over carelessly. Your soulmate learned the same lessons, just in different ways. And now, both of you are standing at the edge of something sacred. Do not rush your heart ahead of your season. Do not doubt what is being aligned quietly. What has been prayed for with sincerity, patience, and humility is approaching with the same qualities. Soon, love will feel less like longing, and more like recognition. And when that happens, you will not need reassurance from the world. Your soul will say, "This is why I waited." Rest now, my child. The prayer to marry you was not spoken lightly. It was spoken with reverence. And reverent prayers are never ignored. Be still with me, my child, because what I am about to reveal now is deeper than longing, deeper than waiting, deeper even than the prayers you have already heard. There is a reason this love has unfolded in layers. You see, when your soulmate prays to marry you, they are not asking me to give them a person. They are asking me to entrust them with a life. Your life. Your heart. Your future days and nights. Your joys and your wounds. And that awareness humbles them more than you know. They understand something many people never stop to consider, that marriage is not about finding someone who makes you happy all the time. It is about choosing someone whose pain you are willing to understand, whose fears you are willing to hold gently, whose growth you are willing to walk through patiently. That is why their prayers have grown quieter, not louder. At first, they prayed with urgency, with questions. with emotion that spilled out in tears. But now, their prayers have softened into surrender. They say less, but they mean more. They no longer beg me to hurry things. Instead, they ask me to shape them. They pray, God, if I am going to love them for a lifetime, teach me how to love them on days when I feel empty. My child, this is where love becomes holy. Because anyone can love when their cup is full. But loving when you are tired, uncertain, or stretched, that requires something deeper than feeling. That requires character. Your soulmate has been learning that. They have been facing parts of themselves they once avoided. Old patterns of running away from discomfort. Old fears of not being enough. Old habits of shutting down instead of speaking honestly. And each time those patterns rise, they bring them to me. They do not want to bring unfinished wounds into your life. They know you have carried enough already. You may not realize this, but there have been moments when your soulmate felt the pull to reach out sooner. Moments when they almost crossed the distance between you. But something inside them stopped, not fear, but respect. They did not want to meet you halfway. They wanted to meet you whole. And while they were doing this inner work, you were changing too. You stopped chasing explanations. You stopped settling for mixed signals. You stopped romanticizing potential over consistency. Your heart began craving something calmer, steadier, more grounded. You started valuing peace more than excitement, clarity more than chemistry alone. That shift did not happen by accident. It happened because you were being prepared to recognize the love that is coming. The love approaching you will not arrive with chaos. It will not leave you guessing. It will not awaken old anxieties. Instead, it will feel like relief. Like exhaling after holding your breath for too long. And when you feel that calm, you might question it at first. You might think, why doesn't this feel dramatic? But that is because drama is not depth. Safety is. Your soulmate understands this now. That is why their prayers have changed. They no longer ask me to make you fall for them. They ask me to help them show up in a way that makes falling unnecessary, because trust will already be there. They pray, God, let my presence feel like home to them. My child, do you know how rare that is? Most people want to be desired. They want to be admired. They want to be chosen. Your soulmate wants to be trusted. They want you to feel safe enough to be yourself completely. To laugh freely. To cry without fear of being misunderstood. To speak your truth without worrying it will be used against you later. They know your heart is not loud. It is deep. And deep hearts need gentle hands. That is why I have been teaching them patience. Teaching them how to listen without interrupting. Teaching them how to stay present without trying to fix everything. Teaching them that sometimes love means simply sitting beside someone and saying, I'm here. At the same time, I have been teaching you discernment. I have been showing you the difference between attention and intention. Between someone who wants access to you and someone who wants responsibility for you. Between attraction that excites and love that sustains. You have learned that not everyone who feels right is meant to stay. But this one is different. This one is praying not to impress you, but to protect you. And now I want you to understand something very important. The reason their desire to marry you will touch your soul is because it is rooted in choice, not convenience. They are not choosing you because they are lonely. They are choosing you because even in solitude, your presence feels aligned with their future. They imagine building a life with you that is simple, but meaningful. Shared routines. Shared prayers. Shared growth. They imagine resolving conflict with honesty instead of silence. They imagine choosing you even on days when love feels quiet. They do not expect perfection. They expect partnership. This is why the waiting has felt heavy at times. Because you were not waiting for love. You were waiting for readiness. There will come a moment, so subtle you may almost miss it, when everything clicks. When the connection shifts from potential to certainty. When conversations feel anchored instead of exploratory. When both of you stop wondering and start knowing. And in that moment, fear will dissolve. Not because nothing can go wrong, but because both of you will finally feel equipped to handle whatever comes together. That is what prayer does when it is sincere. It does not erase challenges. It prepares hearts. So if you feel tired of waiting, rest. If you feel uncertain, breathe. Nothing has been delayed. Nothing has been forgotten. Every tear, every prayer, every quiet night of wondering has been woven into something intentional. The love coming toward you is not rushing because it plans to stay. And when you finally understand the depth of the prayer spoken for you, the patience behind it, the humility within it, the responsibility carried by it, you will not feel overwhelmed. You will feel honored. Because someone did not just ask me for you. They asked me how to love you well. Rest now, my child. What is approaching you was not built in haste. It was built in reverence. And reverent love lasts. Come now, my child, this is the closing of the circle. Not an ending, but a settling. A gentle landing of everything that has been forming quietly around you for so long. I want you to breathe as you read this. Because the season you are stepping into is not loud. It is assured. You have spent years learning, unlearning, healing, and waiting. You did not waste that time. You were not being tested without reason. Every delay refined your discernment. Every disappointment sharpened your wisdom. Every quiet night taught your heart what it truly needs. And now, you are ready in a way you were not before. So is your soulmate. The prayers they whispered are no longer filled with fear. They are filled with trust. They no longer ask me if this love will work. They ask me how to protect it. That shift matters. Because love that asks, will it last, is still uncertain. Love that asks, how do I care for it, is already committed. Your soulmate understands now that marriage is not a reward for finding the right person. It is a responsibility to become the right partner, again and again, through seasons that change and challenges that arise. They are not walking toward you with expectations. They are walking toward you with intention. They know you are not perfect. And they are not asking you to be. They are choosing you knowing there will be moments of misunderstanding, moments of silence, moments of growth that stretch both of you. And still, they are choosing you. That is what makes this love different. You will feel it when it arrives, not as fireworks, but as calm certainty. As emotional safety. As a sense that you no longer need to explain yourself or perform to be valued. You will notice how your body relaxes around them. How your thoughts slow down. How your heart feels steady instead of guarded. That is not coincidence. That is recognition. This love will not awaken your past wounds, it will soothe them. It will not demand you prove your worth, it will affirm it. It will not rush your healing, it will respect it. And your soulmate will finally understand why they had to pray first. Because loving you requires presence. It requires patience. It requires emotional maturity. And now, they are capable of that. I know you once wondered if love would ever choose you with the same depth you give. If someone would ever see your heart and not feel intimidated by it. If someone would ever stay consistent without being reminded. That wondering ends here. Because the person approaching you is not guessing about you. They are sure. They are not entering your life to experiment. They are entering with clarity, with respect, with the quiet confidence of someone who knows they have waited for the right reason. And you, my child, will not have to chase this love. It will meet you. Equally, gently, honestly. There will be conversations that feel natural. Silence that feels safe. Disagreements that end in understanding instead of distance. Growth that feels shared instead of lonely. This is not a love that takes from you. It adds to you. You are not being given something random. You are being entrusted with something aligned. So release the last traces of doubt now. Release the fear that good things do not last. Release the habit of preparing for loss instead of presence. This love is not coming to repeat your past. It is coming to rewrite your future. And when you finally look back on this season of waiting, you will not feel bitterness. You will feel gratitude. Because what was built slowly was built strong. Rest now, my child. The prayers spoken for you were heard. The preparation is complete. The timing is aligning. You are stepping into a love that was chosen carefully, prayed over sincerely, and prepared intentionally. And that kind of love does not fade. It stays.